Okay, let's talk about Earlene, Earline Brooks, Brooks. Date of birth is 2/25/40. Miss Brooks is an 84-year-old woman, originally from Houston. Used to do health assessment. Her husband was in the military. They've been divorced for some time, and he's passed away since then. They have 5 children. She was recently hospitalized with cough, congestion, shortness of breath, and a collapsed lung. She's obese, most likely has sleep apnea. She also has diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. She's pretty much bedbound. She was evaluated for a possible palliative care at home today. Surgery, bunion surgery, hysterectomy, thyroid surgery, adrenal gland, tumor removal, hip fracture, allergy, aspirin, but she can take baby aspirin without any problems. Immunization for COVID up to date times 3. Patient suffers from patient's review of systems. She's had left-sided weakness. Has had many strokes. She tells me since 4 months ago she's had a lot of trouble with walking. She's pretty much chair bound. She can't even get to her bed. She lays on a recliner day and night. ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Sandra, her daughter, is her primary caregiver. Period. She also has shortness of breath, O2 dependency, leg pain, and has had some kind of leg surgery on her knee after her hospitalization for her collapsed lung, period. She has a history of smoking in the past, but has not smoked for some time and does not drink alcohol. Other medical issues include diabetes, hypertension, renal insufficiency, anemia, and obesity. Family history, mom. Dad, that age 52, questionable cause. Mom, that age 71. Not sure what she died of. Medication, aspirin 81 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler. Protonix 40 milligram a day, singular 10 milligram a day, losartan 80 milligram a day, nystatin powder, atorvastatin 40 milligram a day, allopurinol 100 milligram a day, Januvia 50 milligram a day, iron 325 a day, topamax 25 at bedtime, Centroid 125 milligram a day, Zoloft 10 milligram a day, stool softener as needed, Farxiga 10 milligram a day, and a B complex and other B vitamins, and Ditrol LA 4 milligram a day. By the way, blood sugar is between 118 and 215, depending on her appetite, but it's definitely been going down since she's been eating very little. Review of system, shortness of breath, obesity, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, left-sided weakness, not total bedbound / recliner, chair-bound, ADL dependency, wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinency is a concern at this time as well. Her O2-SAT is 96%, blood pressure 90 over 60, pulse is 87, heart pulse is almost with 2 lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, next which every skin shows no rash, or mucosa without any lesions. No. Patient has left-sided weakness, mild left-sided weakness. Assessment, here we have a 84-year-old woman with recent history of hospitalization, with pneumonia, respiratory lung collapse, O2 dependency, obesity, possible right-sided heart failure, possible sleep apnea, left-sided weakness, diabetic neuropathy. Patient is being evaluated for palliative care at this time. Her daughter is interested in more aggressive care, Sandra. As she's waiting for PT and OT to evaluate the patient, and we'll proceed with making a decision regarding the best type of care for mom, period. She's now ADL dependent. She's had a huge change in her condition in the past 4 months regarding her weakness, related both to diabetes, her pneumonia, and her respiratory failure, period. Her O2 saturation is at 96% on 2.5 liters, period. Gouty arthritis, other issues include gouty arthritis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and constipation, as was mentioned. Thank you.